Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Heal Your Inner Child by Marie B. is a self-help and emotional wellness guide focused on the lingering impact of childhood trauma and emotional neglect in adult life. Written for readers who want practical direction rather than theory alone, it frames healing as a process of reconnecting with an inner child part that still carries unmet needs. Fear, shame, or grief. The book emphasizes a compassionate approach that helps readers identify where old patterns began, especially patterns that show up in relationships. Self-esteem, emotional reactivity, and boundary difficulties. A central idea is reparenting, meaning learning to provide yourself the safety, validation, and care that may have been inconsistent or missing earlier in life. Alongside that, the book highlights emotional intelligence skills for recognizing feelings, regulating them, and communicating more clearly. Its overall purpose is to support readers in breaking destructive cycles, strengthening emotional stability, and creating healthier connections with others while rebuilding trust with themselves. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Am I Siam Pari? Understanding the Inner Child and the Adult Consequences of Childhood Wounds. A foundational topic in the book is the idea that early experiences can leave lasting emotional imprints that persist even when a person is outwardly successful or functional. The inner child concept is used to describe the vulnerable younger part of the self that still reacts from old lessons about safety, love, belonging, and worth. The book guides readers to notice how unresolved childhood trauma or emotional neglect can echo into adulthood through people-pleasing, fear of abandonment, difficulty trusting. Chronic shame, emotional numbing, or intense emotional reactions that feel bigger than the present situation. Instead of treating these reactions as personal failures, the approach reframes them as understandable adaptations that once helped someone cope. This reframing matters because it reduces self-blame and makes change feel possible. By learning to recognize triggers and identify the emotional need underneath them, readers can begin separating past from present. The book positions self-awareness as the first practical step toward healing because it helps a reader stop repeating patterns automatically and start responding with intention. Secondly, reparenting as a practical pathway to self-compassion and emotional safety, the book highlights reparenting as a core method for healing, meaning the reader practices giving themselves what was missing or unreliable in childhood, such as comfort, reassurance, structure, and protection. Rather than relying only on insight, reparenting focuses on consistent internal actions that build emotional safety over time. This can include learning to validate feelings, offering supportive self-talk, and creating routines that communicate stability to the nervous system. The emphasis is not on blaming caregivers, but on recognizing that unmet needs can still be addressed in the present. A key goal is self-compassion, because many trauma survivors carry harsh inner criticism that keeps them stuck in shame and overwork. Reparenting helps soften that internal voice and replaces it with a steadier, kinder stance. The book also connects reparenting to resilience when a person can calm themselves and meet their own needs. They become less dependent on external approval and less vulnerable to repeating harmful relationship dynamics. This topic frames healing as a learned skill set, built through repetition and patience rather than a single breakthrough moment. Thirdly, mapping triggers and breaking destructive emotional patterns. Another important theme is the step-by-step identification of patterns that originated in childhood and now show up as adult coping strategies. The book encourages readers to observe their emotional triggers, especially those linked to rejection, conflict, criticism, or perceived abandonment. The focus is on connecting a present reaction to an earlier wound, so the reader can understand why certain situations feel threatening even when the stakes are relatively low. By mapping patterns, readers can begin interrupting automatic responses like shutting down, exploding, withdrawing, or clinging. The book promotes practical exercises aimed at emotional regulation, which can include slowing down reactions, naming emotions, and choosing healthier responses. This is also where boundary issues often surface. People who learn to survive by appeasing others may struggle to say no or express needs. By making these patterns visible and linking them to understandable origins, the book supports readers in creating new behaviors that feel safer and more self-respecting. The overall message is that healing involves both insight and practice, gradually replacing old protective habits with responses that better fit adult life. Fourthly, emotional intelligence and social mastery to improve daily relationships. The book connects inner child healing with emotional intelligence, arguing that clearer emotional awareness supports better choices in relationships. Emotional intelligence here means recognizing what you feel, understanding why you feel it, and communicating it without attacking yourself or others. For readers whose childhood environments made emotions unsafe or ignored, this can be a significant shift, because emotions may feel confusing, overwhelming, or shameful. the book also addresses social anxiety and relational difficulties as common outcomes of early instability or invalidation. When someone expects rejection or criticism, they may overthink, avoid closeness, or misread neutral cues as threatening. By strengthening emotional intelligence, readers can become more grounded in social situations, reduce reactive behavior, and practice healthier communication. This topic also supports relationship repair, because insight into triggers and needs makes it easier to discuss conflict without reenacting old dynamics. The emphasis remains practical building skills that help relationships feel more secure, including listening, expressing needs, and maintaining self-respect under stress. In this framing, relational growth is not separate from inner work, but an outcome of it. Lastly, breaking generational cycles through boundaries and new self-leadership. A recurring point in inner child healing is that unresolved trauma can be repeated across generations through learned behaviors, emotional coping, and relationship choices. The book emphasizes breaking generational cycles by building self-leadership, meaning the adult self takes responsibility for changing patterns rather than letting the past determine the future. This includes setting boundaries that protect emotional well-being and clarify what is and is not acceptable in relationships. For many readers, boundaries are not just interpersonal tools but a form of healing, because they communicate to the inner child that safety matters now. The book frames boundaries as compatible with compassion. A person can care about others while still protecting themselves from harm or chronic disrespect. It also emphasizes reclaiming personal power, which can mean making choices aligned with values, stepping out of fear-based roles, and practicing consistent self-care. The broader idea is that healing is not only internal reflection, but also external change in how one lives and relates. By combining awareness, emotional regulation, and boundaries, readers can reduce repetition of painful dynamics and create more stable, respectful connections. In conclusion, How to Heal Your Inner Child is best suited for adults who suspect their current emotional struggles are connected to earlier experiences, including childhood trauma, emotional neglect, or unstable family dynamics. Readers who feel stuck in repeating relationship patterns, intense reactivity, low self-worth, or fear of abandonment may find the book's structured approach especially useful, because it frames healing as a set of learnable steps rather than a vague aspiration. The most practical benefits come from its emphasis on self-compassion, reparenting, emotional regulation, and boundary setting, skills that can translate into daily improvements in communication, self-trust, and emotional stability. Intellectually, it offers a coherent lens for understanding why old coping strategies persist and how they can be replaced without shame. Compared with many inner child and trauma-adjacent self-help titles, the book's positioning stands out for its accessible, action-oriented tone and its focus on practical exercises designed to help readers apply insights immediately. It also links inner healing to relational transformation, reinforcing that repairing connection with the self often precedes healthier connection with others. For readers looking for a supportive entry point into inner child work, it aims to function as a steady guide and a repeatable toolkit. If you would like to support Marie B., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around. Bye.